A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
Utah hospitals say they are getting creative to move things around and care for more COVID-19 patients. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more.
Amanda, one doctor says they're moving doctors and nurses around from different areas. They're keeping people in their own community hospitals instead of accepting the transfer up to Salt Lake. And they're assigning ICU nurses only to COVID patients, but more per nurse. But this doctor told the Tribune it is not to the point where people are stacked up in the hallways with no bed. The Hospital Association said as of Thursday, there was room for about 45 more ICU patients statewide. 60 to 70% of ICU patients are there for some other illness or injury. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
AstraZeneca says late-stage trials of its COVID-19 vaccine developed with Oxford University were highly effective. The results are based on early findings in Britain and Brazil. They found if people were given a half dose followed by a full dose rather than two full doses, protection rose to about 90%. Two other drug makers, Pfizer and Moderna, have reported preliminary results showing that their COVID-19 vaccines were almost 95% effective. But the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine does not have to be stored at ultra-cold temperatures, making it far easier to distribute in developing countries. Stricter pandemic measures are being adopted this week in California. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi has more.
Some California restaurants already crippled by COVID are being dealt another blow.
Going back to takeout, I would just say, like, it's going to be a transition because once things opened up, everybody was getting a little bit more comfortable. We've been eating out quite often.
I have to say I'm all for it. I think we have to knock this thing down. I mean, the vaccine is coming, but I think that in the meantime, we got to just, the numbers are skyrocketing.
Starting at 10 p.m. Wednesday, all dining in Los Angeles County will shut down again. Only takeout, drive-through, and delivery will be allowed.
Chinese authorities are testing millions of people, imposing lockdowns and shutting down schools after locally transmitted coronavirus cases were discovered in three cities across the country last week. Shanghai's Pudong International Airport is testing more than 17,000 people after new cases of the virus were found and plans to call for the testing of others in surrounding communities. Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, is one of the busiest travel days of the year. But KSL-TV's Brittany Tate reports travel this year is expected to be much lighter than usual.
Officials estimate that 10,000 passengers are leaving Salt Lake International Airport on a daily basis. That number is down by half. Officials say that they have adopted a fly healthy promise that includes requiring masks, extra sanitizing stations, as well as plexiglass.
Still, Brittany says there were plenty of passengers at the airport over the weekend. Health officials continue to plead with people to avoid traveling this week. It might cost a couple of dollars less to make Thanksgiving dinner this year, and the family gathering might also be smaller than in years past. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
The state of Utah and other health authorities are urging families to limit Thanksgiving dinner to the people who live in their household, or a maximum of 10 people in any case. Even at home, masks and distancing could be part of the gathering. For the dinner itself, Cache Valley Daily reports a meal for 10 with turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, vegetables, and dessert will total about $47 compared with $49 a year ago. The U.S. Poultry and Egg Association expects people to be buying smaller turkeys. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Your voice, your vote. The 2020 count. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Yet another recount in Georgia is set to begin soon, even though the state has already certified its results.
Georgia's voting system implementation manager, Gabriel Sterling, says he does not expect this second recount to change anything. And he pushed back on claims from the Trump campaign that there were issues with the signature verification of absentee ballots.
There's no evidence that there's any problems with that. And also, under our state law, the entire absentee ballot process is available and open if observers want to come. None from either party came except for, I believe, in one county.
He says the recount should be finished by December 8th, the deadline for states to select electors. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
PSO Weather with Brett Benson. Just when you thought the weather was going to cooperate for an outdoor Thanksgiving celebration.
The overall weather pattern here as we head through the week will be kind of unsettled. I mean, we'll see a couple small storms roll through, one by Monday afternoon, another one on Thanksgiving. Neither storm is going to bring us much in the form of precipitation. It will keep our temperatures running a few degrees below average for this time of year. Average would be right there in the mid-40s. Both of these storms will drop our temperatures into the low 40s.
Brett says Wednesday is kind of a standout day with temperatures climbing into the mid to upper 40s under mostly sunny skies.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.